So do you want to jump right into what's happening with these audits, Pastor Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. Maria, give us what have you heard about the audits and where things stand?
Well, you know, they're saying that the Arizona audit is complete. So we're awaiting the results and awaiting and awaiting and awaiting. But in the meantime, you're hearing a lot of chatter, especially through the social media channels, because, you know, the mainstream media tends to avoid the topic of conversation with in regards to the states that are introducing legislation to open up forensic audits. I have it. One of the reports I received this morning is that the Texas State House filed House Bill 241, which would open a forensic audit into our 2020 election. You're hearing similar stories, of course, with Pennsylvania. Remember, Joe Biden traveled there recently. People were saying, you know, to kind of sway the sentiment away from supporting that audit. Michigan is another one, Georgia, and even Florida, you know, with its strong conservative governor, DeSantis. Even there's chatter that even Florida may look into opening up an audit. So what have you heard, Pastor Greg?
Well, I'm going to have Randy Pollan, who has been the liaison between the Arizona Senate and the audit that's taking place. And so I'm going to have him on live on Monday. And I'm anxious to hear from him on Monday. But my understanding is that there's definitely, you know, information that's being unveiled that would indicate that there has been manipulation of machines and thereby manipulation of votes.
Exactly. And the numbers aren't adding up. Similar to what's happening in Cuba with social media platform Twitter that shut down, you know, their internet there in Cuba, the Arizona audit Twitter account was shut down over a week ago because the information was getting too hot. And it's that whole disinformation campaign where followers and subscribers are being shielded from the truth. You know, this is like a big conspiracy in itself. You know, people call us that believe in having the audit. They call us conspiracy theorists, but the real conspiracy are those that are trying to deny us access to the truth and to this information.
You know, to that point, I read an article that was written in The Atlantic, and understanding, folks, that is an incredibly liberal magazine. But someone that sat down, I guess they went to lunch with Mike Lindell, and the premise of their article is to attack Mr. Lindell for his concerns about the validity of the election, that somehow calling into question, and here's what's interesting. If you went back another election cycle, if you went back to 2016, you heard Democrats all across this country. There was a rally on the day of President Trump's inauguration by women wearing vaginas on their heads, saying that Trump was an illegitimate president and needed to immediately be impeached. Al Green, the representative from Texas, sadly, was crying out and saying, Trump must be impeached. The election was a hoax. The Russians fixed the election. I mean, my goodness, folks, they went to vote for an impeachment against the then sitting president of the United States, claiming Russian collusion. A story that we know now has completely imploded based on a document that was manufactured by a bunch of drunks sitting around drinking beer.
Exactly. And we can't believe anything. truthfully, anything that the government puts out. And it's just incredible what has happened to our country. I mean, I say this every day, but it's just, I just can't believe it.
And I
our listening, those, our listening audience can't either. They right. want to know, when is this going to stop,
How much more can we take? And I echo those sentiments specifically to, what can you believe? Who can you believe? And this is why when I personally talk to people, I always tell them, don't be so quick to accept the first bit of information that comes your way. Do your own research, and particularly with what is being spread on the mainstream media platform, the mainstream networks like MSNBC and CNN. And then people say, well, Fox News, I'm not defending Fox News. Because sometimes I question some of the things or some of the people that they have on as commentators. But I will tell you where I feel is a very reliable, trustworthy sense of information is if you research and find the conservative platforms that are out there on social media. There's lots of conservative organizations that are putting out, with freelance journalists and what have you, because they're not obligated, particularly, for instance, with what's happening at the border, okay? There's a gag order with some of these mainstream journalists that aren't allowed to cover what's down there. But that doesn't apply to the freelance journalists. So I encourage all the listeners to do some research and find you a conservative outlet or groups or pages on social media to get some of your information.
I would encourage folks. Epic Times.
Yes.
Times. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Revolver. Revolver. News is another good one, folks.
Yeah. Don't despair, because the president, or the guy that calls himself president, he realizes that things aren't going to play out for him very well, and he's going to get back to his former occupation, and that's being driving an 18-wheeler.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And everybody on the road.
Can you believe that?
Look out. Well,
exactly.
Drivers beware. I'd have Joe Biden behind him.
Yeah, wherever he goes, he has to be part of the team. So I'm sure if he went visits the Alamo, he's going to tell everybody that he was Davy Crockett's best friend, 169 years ago.
We laugh, but it's true.
It is. So, this guy is nuts.
It's scary.
Absolutely. No, I'm not going to argue with you there.
It's scary.
Right.
I hearken back, though, to what I said about making sure that we are propagating the foundational principles of our country and getting back to God. Again, we can look at all these things. We can look at Joe Biden. We can look at, what's happening at our border. We can look at what's happening in the Middle East. We can look at the genocide that's happening in Nigeria, which is a direct result of Obama having put Buhari into power there. He put the Muslims that are murdering the Christians in power there. He put ISIS in power in the Middle East. We can look at how Turkey is committing a second round of genocide against Christians in the Armenian section. All of those things. And the only one that has the answers to that, the only one that is powerful enough to fix that.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's our God. And he has said in his scripture that he was going to be manifesting his presence in the church, in the body of Christ, in us as believers. That's where the manifest presence of God was going to be revealed to the world. Read John 17 and the prayer that he prayed. Think about what he said in John 15. No longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, Christ in you is the answer that this world needs, and it's the answer that this nation needs, And we need to stop acting as though the only thing we're concerned about, they say, is social issues. We are concerned about fiscal issues. We are concerned about policy issues. And every one of those policies is addressed in the book. Everyone.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with all of that. And what I want to add to this, Pastor Greg, and you and I kind of touched on it when we had our last discussion regarding, you know, morality. Jesus Christ is the only one that can fix this, you know, manifest through the hearts of mankind. But I want to say this to the listeners. Be warned or beware of those who come clothed the wolves in sheep's clothing,
yeah,
like the Catholic Charities director down in the Rio Grande Valley, who is giving out, you know, public statements and interviews and calling her work humanitarian work. And I, as a Christian, am offended by all of that, because she's preying on the goodwill and the charity of good people, and manipulating Christ's commandment of loving your neighbors. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat, and I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. Those type of groups, you need to be really, really cautious about, because one, if they truly were doing humanitarian work, they would travel to the countries that are in need and help there.
Right. Yes.
And two, they wouldn't be violating or breaking all the sovereignty of our nation's laws to carry out this humanitarian effort that they claim they're doing.
And Maria,
tell us about this lady that's, you know, works with the charities. Who is she?
Okay, her name is Sister Norma. I have to pronounce her last name. Give me one second. Sister Norma Pimentel,
okay.
Pimentel. She's the director of the Rio Grande Valley Catholic Charities. She's the executive director. My organization directors and leaders and volunteers and what have you have had encounters with this lady. She's a retired nun, I believe, and she runs that organization. All you got to do is a simple Google search. You'll find all kinds of stuff on her. But Mr. Phillip and I had a conversation about her is because earlier this week, there was an incident in La Jolla, Texas, down on the valley in Hidalgo County, where the police were called by the manager of a Whataburger restaurant. And when they arrived, the manager and then another employee told the police that there was a family sitting inside the restaurant in the corner of the dining room, and that they were concerned. They wanted them to leave because they were displaying symptoms of COVID with coughing and what have you. And so they wanted these people removed from the restaurant. When the police approached these individuals, it turned out it was a family of illegals. They did not specify if it was a mother and children or mother, father, and children. Didn't specify the origin of their home country, because now we not only have them coming in from Mexico and South America, they're coming from all over. They're coming from Africa, Haiti, Middle East. They found out, long story short, that they were staying across the street at a hotel that had been rented out via Catholic Charities, and that they were being housed there because they were in quarantine for having tested positive for COVID. Okay? So why were they inside the Whataburger restaurant?
Ugh.
Well, this thing just blew up in their face. Because the city, the organization or the charity didn't notify the police to let them know. They didn't notify the city. So you can look all of this up. Everything I'm telling you, I've researched it. It was all over social media. It was on a couple of the local news networks. The La Jolla Police Department, you can go to their Facebook page. They did two press conferences regarding the situation to try to quell the chaos and the outrage within for the citizens of the community. But my thing is I was telling Mr. Phillip, you know, we've got this rhetoric going on about possible bring back the mask mandates and this being inundated with pressure from the federal government about get the vaccine, but yet our southern border is just wide open to these people that are crossing over illegally, and they're being released into the community. So if you're that concerned about the spread of COVID, then why don't you shut down our southern border? And furthermore, exactly. Why are you releasing these people into these communities? And why are private charities like Catholic Charities assisting, aiding, and abetting these? So this Sister Norma Pimentel, Governor Abbott recently stated, you know, that, you know, he put that executive order into effect, which you're probably familiar with, Pastor Greg, about land transport. You can no longer, unless you're a federal or state law enforcement agency, you cannot transport the illegals. You know, these big buses that we've seen, the white vans.
Right.
Okay. Well, Sister Montez gave an interview and to several news sources stating that she was not going to comply with that, but she was going to continue doing what she's doing. She's admittingly confessing that she's going to disregard it and continue breaking the law. So tell me, Pastor Greg, what are your thoughts on this? Because personally, I'm outraged. I'm disgusted. And I want the listeners, especially those that are Catholic, you need to start questioning where your, if any of your tithes are going to fund these type of charities. And if so, do you agree with this? Do you approve with what Catholic Charities is doing? This is a very serious matter.
Well, and here's something else to add to that. And this is from a conversation that I had with the former chief of Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. Mm-hmm. Children are being held. There's a big outcry about unaccompanied children that goes along with this, Maria, and it goes along with playing on, you know, the emotions of individuals. What is not told and the stories that are not shared in the news is when these children come across and are initially brought into these facilities, and they are they are now going to be given a tour of the facility. Over and over and over and over again, the children will say to the individuals that have been given responsibility to look after them in the facility, "Sir, ma'am, you don't need to tell us. We've been here many times before. Mm-hmm. We know where everything is."
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
I heard that.
Wow.
Go ahead. Add that, Maria,
I heard it from Jason Jones, very reliable source, former DPS officer, and he does a lot of work with Homeland Security and things of that sort.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And the term that he used is, these are recycled children. Well, they're recycled by the drug cartels.
They're used
as pawns to gain access, to give access to these other illegal adults into our country. Because the sentiment is, if you present yourself as a family unit, you are granted processing for asylum.
And a family unit, remember, has been redefined. Family unit has been redefined. So a family unit can be 20-something-year-olds with 8-year-olds who are saying, well, you know, this is my uncle, this is my whatever, okay?
Yeah.
And those individuals then come into our country. The minor is put into the unaccompanied minor facilities. The individual that brought them disappears into our country. They're being sent up by cartels and MS-13 back into Long Island once again, back into Maryland, back into Kentucky, all over the Midwest and throughout Texas as well. And they are continuing criminal enterprises. And then those young children are flown back under Biden. They're actually ultimately just stuck on a bus and bused to a location and dumped. And then they have to make their way back themselves. And when they get back to wherever they came from, they are purchased once again by a new cartel individual and dragged back up to the border. And now, with Biden's new policy, they come straight across the border. One goes into the unaccompanied minors detention center, and the criminal now is again released into our society to raise havoc.
Right. And I want to speak on the hypocrisy of this process, Pastor Greg and Mr. Philip. The hypocrisy, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that, because you've got agencies like Catholic Charities and the Diocese of West Texas Episcopal Church that will go down and they will set up at the border counties and say, these people deserve to be treated, you know, humanitarianly and with dignity. You know, these people, I can attest personal experience that the Episcopal Diocese has volunteers that go down and they give out cinch sack backpacks that are filled with a change of clothes, some hygiene stuff, toothbrush, deodorant, and a map. You are here, and here's where you're going, and, you know, here's the, you know, the hypocrisy of it all is that they're saying they deserve to be treated humanitarily and with dignity, but I want to argue that is that where is the dignity and the fact that these children are being exploited, they're being trafficked, and you are an enabler. You are attributing to this. You are complicit in this, Catholic Charities and Episcopal Diocese of West Texas Episcopal Church. You are part of this, whether it's knowingly or you just happen to be taken advantage of because of your good, you know, charity work that you think you're doing. But this is what's happening. This is the truth. And people can argue with me and people can say that, you know, what I'm saying is it's not very nice. Well, you know what? I'm done. I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm going to see something. I'm going to report the truth the way I see it. And if somebody wants to come back and confront me and say, well, you were mistaken here, then I will, you know, acknowledge that, oh, I was mistaken or I was wrong. But I can guarantee what I just told you, I'm not wrong. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, and
that's where I stand with that. And it makes me angry because the people that are suffering are the children. The children are being exploited.
Because the children also, and you know, we talked about the more sanitary version of what happens to those children. Many of those children are then trafficked.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, 9 year old little girls.
They're being abused. Yep. Yes.
9 year old little girls are basically gang raped.
Yes.
Gang raped.
The one who cried so much that she permanently damaged her vocal cords. She couldn't speak. That happened in McAllen, Texas, back in, it was down when we were down there doing a Border Patrol appreciation event, April. It was in April when that happened. True story. You can look it up.
And they sell these little girls.
Yes.
At 9 years of age, they sell them. And they get them started at 9 years of age. And then to numb their pain, they shoot them up with drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So where is the dignity and where is the humanity in that, Pastor Greg? That's hypocrisy.
There isn't any.
You're facilitating that.
Yes.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing, I have to say this to the listeners. People will say, I can't believe that that's happening. I just find that very hard to believe. I'm telling you, it's true. It's true. We are not making these stories up. You know, and that's where what I said earlier about, think about your information source. Where are you getting your information? Because I can tell you, MSNBC and CBS and all those other, even Fox News, they're not going to tell you the entire truth. They're going to tell you their version of the truth.
Well, and again, let me add on to that. Okay, in Dallas, they have a new policy that decriminalizes thefts under $750.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Decriminalizes theft.
In California, it's $950.
So
if you want to open.
Let me just say this one last thing and then I'll throw it right back to you. But did you know that Walmart is leaving South Dallas? They're closing their store in South Dallas because they can't afford to stay open for the amount of theft that's walking out their door. Think about the little guy, the small mom and pop stores.
These are
generational stores, ladies and gentlemen, in these neighborhoods. These are the backbone of those communities, the only economic opportunities for many in those communities that want to live a good life is to go to work in these family-owned, locally-owned businesses, and now those businesses are having to shut down because crooks are coming into their businesses and basically cleaning off shelves into trash bags, and they're powerless to stop it.
Right. So, and here's what I'm going to say about that. We've just opened up a whole other can of worms for the listeners to pay attention.
Maria, hold on. Let's talk about this next week.
Sure.
We're out of time right now.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I know this is great, but I want everybody just to, pause, and then tonight before you go to bed, pray for our country.
Yes.
That's the only thing that's going to help us. I mean, these guys are just wackos that are in control of our government, and they're going to do what they want to do, and there's nothing law and order people can do to stop them. I mean, the hypocrisy of there's people in Cuba that love America and want democracy. And our government says, if you come this way, we're going to send you back. Yet on our border here, It's open border, but the government says, oh, we've closed the border down there. I mean, just lies, lies, lies. So please pray for our country, and we appreciate you listening to the Shooting the Bull and the No Bull Radio Network. And Ms. Kremlin, awesome. Barbara, thank you for tuning in, and we'll have that station fixed. We're waiting for GVEC. Thank you, and y'all have a good day.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys.
Hey, David.
Next week.
I'll be
next week.
I'll be